to Show Me Some Talent in Grace Radio Life. The whole programa is called Grace Radio Life, but the season that we're doing is called Show Me Some Talent to inspire everyone to follow their dreams from their talent. So it's 8:50 right now. We're going to be doing some talent with a special guest, Grace Rourke, and my mom. So my mom's going to be sharing you guys some talent with her guitar and her singing. You may start.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation, Zoe. I appreciate that very much.
And this is episode 3.
Okay. Okay, guys. Well, welcome to Grace Radio Live. You know that this is your program. This is your time. This is your space that you can feel free to send a message through a voicemail, anchor.fm/grace537, anchor.fm/grace537. So I'm going to sing, I am not very, very professional playing the guitar, but I'm going to do that from my heart. And this song says like this. Te vengo a decir, te vengo a decir, oh mi Salvador. Yo te amo a ti, que yo te amo a ti, con el corazón. Te vengo a decir, te vengo a decir, toda la verdad, que te amo, Señor, te adoro, Señor, con el corazón. Te vengo a decir, te vengo a decir, oh mi Salvador, que yo te amo a ti, que yo te amo a ti, con el corazón. Te vengo a decir, te vengo a decir toda la verdad, que te amo, Señor, te adoro, Señor, con el corazón. Yo quiero cantar de gozo y de paz. Yo quiero llorar de felicidad. Te vengo a decir, te vengo a decir toda la verdad, que te amo, Señor, te adoro, Señor, con el corazón. Te amo, Señor, te adoro, Señor, con el corazón.
Okay, let's give her a round of applause. Okay, so we are doing this for also for Show Me Some Talent. We are trying to show that everyone has talent. Even though you don't know what it is, you still got a talent. And you also will eventually find out what your talent is if you keep on trying. Because you will never find out anything if you don't try.
If you don't try.
Yeah. So, I hope you guys got inspired by a song. So now we're going to try to see other things that my mom could inspire you with. What else can you inspire people by doing?
I would like to be an inspiration for everybody that is listening to us right now, saying that we can be a blessing for anyone around us every day through our words, through our attitude of positive attitude. We can be a blessing. We can inspire others when we go to the grocery store, when we are at work, when we go to school. If you do, when you are among friends in a party or whatever you are, you can be a way of inspiration for everyone, trying to be positive, being a solution for a problem that probably is just showing up at that right moment where you are, and not being part of the problem or making the problem bigger, but instead being the solution to the problem. First of all, we need to speak positive and keep that mind. The Bible says that we have the mind of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ doesn't have and didn't have a mind of defeat. Defeating mind. Jesus Christ defeated the enemy, the devil. So we have the mind of Christ, and we have to know that we already defeated this world through Jesus Christ. Then if we see someone, we hear someone talking negative and talking about their problems, that they can't find the solution, that that person doesn't have any way to go through the financial issue that they are facing, or the physical problem, or relationships with a spouse or kids, co-workers, or whoever could be that person, or whatever could be the problem. We can have always a word of encouragement, telling them that everything will be okay, that problems are not forever, that every situation has a solution.
Okay.
And the first step to find a solution is thinking positive, speaking positive, and acting positive. Because the more we think, speak, and act negative, in a negative way, then we won't be able to see the miracle that we are waiting for. We won't be able to see positive when we are speaking, thinking, and acting negative. So the first step is changing our mind, changing our words, and changing our acting, our actions. So I try to encourage people everywhere I go and in every way that I can. And even I have a very, very good example in my life, in my house, about negative and positive. don't think that everything is perfect here in my house. We are not the perfect people.
No.
We are not the perfect family. We deal with things. We face a lot of situations like everyone out there. And one of the things that I have to deal with, and I'm pretty sure that every one of us and all the audience out there, they will know, and they know that every one of us deal with this mostly every day. So the clear, a clear example of this is that every day in the morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is I open my eyes and I say, good morning, God. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And then I speak to God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for our lives. Thank you because you let us rest during the night. You gave us your protection. Your angels were around us, and everything was perfect, and we could have a beautiful night. So, and then help us to have a beautiful day. Help us to do your will. Help us to do the right thing today, to be fair, to do right, and to be people that loves and follows justice, not that we do unfair things, that we don't think right. So no, all the opposite. So in one thing, and I start asking God forgive us and everything, and I pray for my family for every day, for all the activities that we have during the day, for my husband that has to go to work, and that God helps him and guide him and gives him a divine wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, so he can do all his work with divine wisdom that comes from God only. So, and I start, since I wake up, speaking positive and thinking positive, and I start telling my kids, like, pray to God for the day, and we get in the car, and I start looking up around me, all around me, the mountains, the sky, the clouds, the rain, or whatever, the sun, whatever, and I start saying, thank you, Jesus, for all these beautiful, beautiful things that we can see and enjoy with our eyes, with our vision, because we are really, really very, very blessed. We don't even realize many times how lucky we are, how blessed we are that we can wake up in the mornings and we can open our eyes, move our hands. We don't have any circulation problems. We don't have any heart problems, any high blood pressure problems, or anything. We can test, we can touch, we can breathe, we can smell, we can speak, we can walk, we can do everything, we can listening. So and I start blessing God and praying and praying and praying. And when it's time to drop my husband off, I always pray the whole way. Sometimes we talk, and so is witness that I do that every day, right, Zoe?
Yep.
And then when my husband gets out of the car, he gives me those 5 kisses in the morning, then a hug, and says that I love you and I love you too, and all the stuff. And then I said, okay, have a great day, have a blessed day, darling, or have a blessed day, daddy. Then what are the words that come out of his mouth first thing in the morning? I'm not going to have a great day. I'm not going to. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you there. I'm gonna be asking you some questions about inspiration. Okay.
Just so, let me finish with this.
Okay.
Then when I keep saying that, yeah, you're having a great day, I already confessed that, and then he keeps saying and confirming with his mouth, I'm not going to have a great day. It's work, right? Is that, am
yeah,
I
that's,
saying
that's
the truth?
True.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. So I said that, and no, he has the negativity, like it's like I've been praying for that for years, but especially now, I keep praying for that every day. I pray, and Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that that negativity for my husband's life can live forever, forever. And in the name of Jesus, the spirit of negativity, get out of his life right now, in the name of Jesus. And then we have to deal with that. So, and imagine that if he speaks negative, he thinks negative, and his actions are negative, and then instead of me, that I know God, that I know God's love, God's power, God's mercy, God's grace, God's favor, instead of keeping my faith in God and keep doing what God has been asking me to do, be a blessing and speak blessing and speak life, instead of I get contaminated by him, by that spirit of negativity, and I go and I switch teams instead of being positive and do what God is asking me to do and be blessed, I switch and I go to the negativity. No. Imagine how our life could be a disaster. Because that is not what God wants us to do, to be, to live like. No. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to be a blessing for others. And the first thing that we can be a blessing for others is, what do you have in your heart? What do you have in your mind? The Bible says that what you have in your heart is what you speak of. So if your heart is full of hate, you're going to speak about that, and you're going to hate people. If your heart is full of mercy and love, you're going to have mercy, speak about mercy, and love people and forgive. So it's very important. It's not like, oh no, it doesn't matter, don't pay attention, it's going to be okay tomorrow, later on, so don't worry about it. No, I will say, work on it. Work. We have to speak, think, and act positive. That will be blessing our families, our lives, every day. Every day has to be, I will say that every family that has somebody that prays, that believes in God, that keeps their his or her hopes up, believing in God, praying for the family, doing war and prayers, and standing up, being on the line, fighting for their families, for their salvation, for their health, for their financial situations, or for any kind of situation that the family is facing, that person, keep doing it. Please don't give up and keep doing it. Even that you see all the opposite and that the enemy is coming and telling you, don't keep. Why you keep praying if nothing is happening? Actually, everything is getting worse. Why you keep praying? God is not even listening to you.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is. But the diablo, the enemy, the devil, always tries to stop us. Stop us. Discourage us.
To make us to not believe.
To make us feel that God is not listening to us. God doesn't love us. And yeah, so you can stop believing in Jesus Christ. And you can stop speaking the word of God. The more you speak in the word of God, then the word of God is going to become alive in your family. in your life, in your family. So one way of inspiration to others, always when you hear, when you see something negative, doesn't matter what kind of problem that is, speak something positive to that person, speak something positive to that family, speak something positive for that husband, speak something positive to that wife, speak something positive to those kids in need, to that family in need, to your kids, to the, your children, to your teacher, to your co-workers, to your classmates. Speak something positive for everybody. Do you know what I do? And somebody knows that I'm telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. Every time that I water my plants, my trees, I bless my trees, I bless my plants. Every one of them. None of them skip the blessings. No. I go one by one, one at a time. I talk to them and I tell them, I bless you. I speak that you are growing healthy, strong, beautiful, so green, full of fruit, that you are going to feed thousands of people. And that your fruit is going to be delicious. Fruit of all the good things that God is going to put in it. And how my flowers and my trees look like.
They're blooming.
Beautiful. The color green. Do they look happy?
Yeah.
And you can see, are they dead or alive?
They're alive.
Very alive.
A lot of them are already growing so many colors.
And they have fruits.
Yeah.
Already. So imagine that that is a plant. That is a tree. It's not a person, but it's something that has life in it. And it's receiving. I wish that sometimes we could be like plants or trees, because plants and trees, they don't talk like us, and they cannot say, I don't want your blessings, Grace, today. I'm okay. I'm full of blessings already. You already blessed me like so much. Oh no, I keep blessing them and they keep receiving the blessings. And sometimes I wish that we could be like those plants that don't speak, because sometimes we speak the wrong things and we say, stop praying, stop blessing. Oh, stop, I'm already blessed. No, keep blessing people around you. Keep being an inspiration. Doesn't matter if you are just feeling that you cannot do that no more, that you cannot be fighting that battle no more. Keep speaking blessings. Keep speaking life. Don't speak death. Don't call the spirit of death. Don't call the spirit of cancer. Don't call the spirit of
sickness
or division or destruction, or that you're, don't speak and don't say that my family is falling apart. I'm not going to get that job. I'm not going to pass this test. I'm not going to, the medical report is going to be negative. I know. You are already speaking it. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life.
Okay.
So you can be, imagine that my plants and my trees receive the blessings that I speak over them every day. Imagine my family. So you want your family
growing,
blowing, being beautiful, full of life, full of peace, full of love, full of the blessings of God. Speak over your family. Speak blessings. That is one of the ways that I used to, and is that true, Zoe?
Yes.
Every time that I see someone, that someone calls me for prayers, what do I do?
Immediately go.
You're going to die from that pain in your...
You immediately go and pray for them.
And speaking...
blessings.
And life. Speaking life.
Okay, I'm going to be asking some questions about inspiration. The first question is, do you have to be famous? Do you have to be famous to show inspiration?
No.
Yes,
you
that's
can,
what I
you
was
can, kidding. You can show inspiration. You don't have to be famous. You just have to...
believe in yourself?
Yeah, believe in yourself. You have to have confidence. Yeah, of course, you have to have confidence. And you have to know that you can be a source of inspiration to others.
Okay, here's the second question. Can more people show some more talent?
Yeah, of course. A lot of people has a lot of talents that they don't even know that they have in them. But everybody has something. Everybody has at least one. But I will say, I believe that everyone in this world has more than one talent. But sometimes we don't even know that we are gifted. We don't even believe that we have some talents, but yeah, everyone does. And I believe that everyone has more than one. Yeah, there are many people that has a lot of talents, a lot.
Okay, I have a few more questions.
Okay.
So I wanted to know, how long did it take you to make your book?
Okay, well, I wrote that book. I was writing that book since long time ago. Like, I had that in my heart. No, I had that in my heart since I was a little. Since I was a little, like you. And then I never gave up. Many times people made me think that no, I will never be able to do that, like give up on your dreams, like no, you're not good enough, you're not going to have success, and a lot of things that people keep saying and people, but yeah, that was in my heart since I was a little, and I can thank God because God
gave you the talent?
Yeah, that's definitely a gift from God because since I was a little, I love to write. So I was always writing.
Okay, I have one more question about your book. What's your book about?
Okay, my book is about how you can reach your dreams. Is I help you to reach your dreams. So, this book is a...
Spanish.
Yeah, it's...
Oh,
Spanish language.
I remember my question, but
okay, go ahead.
When is the English version gonna come out?
Well, we are still working on it because we had some plans to have that out, like by the end of last year, but we couldn't do that for a few reasons.
Yeah, my birthday.
But
English
we don't give up. We don't give up, and we believe that we will finish that. We will do it, and it will come out. Like eventually, it will come out. But this is a book of inspiration, so people don't give up, and no matter what they go through in their lives. If they keep believing in God and working hard for their dreams, they will reach their dreams with God first in their lives, because if we put God first, then God promises that we will have every desire of our heart. And everything, we have to remember something, that is not in our time, is in God's timing. Like God's time is perfect, and He doesn't make mistakes. If you didn't have your dream like 10 years ago, it's because it wasn't the time. If you saw your dream coming to pass like last year, then that was the perfect time. That was God's time. And we don't have to get discouraged by that. We have to keep
going.
Keep going, yes, keep going, and keep believing in God.
Okay.
That we will have our dreams.
Is it okay if I can is it okay if you could share something?
About what?
Important.
Huh?
Important.
About what?
I don't know, something important.
Okay, guys. Oh, yes, well, this is a very beautiful time, a special time, and I like it. This Zoe has been, she has done an amazing job here in the studio. We have our room, our own space to have our recording studio with everything. And since we moved here, we have been very, very happy with peace in our hearts and everything, enjoying this place so much, and every blessing that God has given us. But Zoe has done a really great job making this very professional and everything. And very soon, I will tell you the good news right now, that very soon we are going to start not only with audio, we're not going to have our Grace Radio Live programs audio, we are going to have videos. So we are going to be live, and
guys,
guys,
I told you in the first episode about our YouTube channel and our TikTok.
No, this is going to be through Anchor.
Oh, so, it is? Yeah, you can record videos?
Yeah, Anchor is a blessing. I am very happy that I can be part of Anchor. And since I was going through the school to be a professional radio broadcaster, we had the option to work with Anchor. Anchor is very, very professional. They work with Spotify, and they take our audios, they take our podcasts, like everywhere. So Anchor is really, really doing a great job, and they are creating this possibilities to make videos now. Videos.
Oh, live, so, cool.
So you can interact with people, with your followers. They can ask you questions, and they can participate and share the videos and everything. So it's going to be amazing. And I'm very happy that it's going to be great, because with the studio that you just created, like, we are going to have interviews, live interviews, and we are going to have guests.
Mom, so you say we can invite other people here?
Yeah, we are going to have guests. Like, are going to be sitting down here like us right now with this studio. We have our stands, everything. We have
microphones.
Thank God, microphones. We have everything that we need. And our mixer. We have plenty of microphones. We have plenty of stands. We have everything that we need. Mm-hmm. So we are going to start inviting people to come over, and we can do interviews, live interviews. We are going to start singing. and sharing with people, like having interactions with them. That's great.
Okay, so I have a big idea. Whoever, okay, so can they comment on Anchor?
Yeah, I believe okay. that they will be able to.
Whoever can comment first.
They can like, share, they whoever, can comment. They can...
Whoever like shares a talent first, they will be able to do an interview with me.
We can do interviews through the...
Oh, we also can go through the
yeah,
phone.
Like, yeah, through the phone.
So
like,
we can, so neither we can do it on video, on the phone, or you can...
They can join us.
Or you can come here. For you can well, have an interview.
Probably it's not going to
probably
be
not.
Very...
not probably here.
Everybody won't be able to be here, yeah. but not to be here in person with us. But we can have interviews with people like
we know
from anywhere in the world.
Oh, well, if you want to have an interview with me on Mommy and my in Mom, just comment your talent. And once you neither you want to share it on video or come here. You better comment fast because the first person has to comment their talent and probably have a little like too. So make sure to comment fast because you probably want to interview and you want to share your talent. If you want to do it over video, it's okay. We don't mind however you want it. If you want it on video or here, neither your choice. Comment your probably like comment your talent probably you don't have to like but comment your talent like if you want to and make sure to type if you want it on video or on come here where you can show the people on Anchor your talent.
Well, I think we are about to finish this program, and the last thing I just want to share with all of you guys is that the second thing that I always do to be a way of inspiration to others so they can keep going in their lives without giving up on their dreams, on their families, on their lives. Every time that God does something good to me, that happens every day, all the time, I share good news. I share God's goodness with everybody, wherever I go. So that is a way to inspire other people because many, you probably don't have any clue of how many people out there is very, very discouraged and how many people out there are thinking about giving up.
A lot of people think that.
Most people is thinking about giving up.
Okay.
So through our stories, through our testimonies, we can be a source of good inspiration so they can keep going and not giving up. Okay guys, so share your story. You don't have to be famous to inspire other
yeah.
people.
I think I said this neither on mm-hmm. my second one or the first one, but I said you don't have to be famous. You do not have to do You don't have to be anything. Don't have to be famous. You don't have to be a YouTuber. You don't have to be on Anchor. You don't have to be anything. You can just be yourself. You can inspire anyone by doing anything. You can inspire someone by singing. You can inspire someone by reading a book, by authoring a book. You can
by smiling.
Yes, you can inspire anyone.
Give a hug.
By your actions.
Give a
by
hug
what
to
you're
your
saying.
Family.
Yes, just inspire people the way you inspire yourself.
Work hard.
Yeah. Well, we have to wrap it up right now. because it's getting late. It's almost my bedtime. I have to go to bed at 9:30. So, we're going to wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed all the episodes in the Anchor. We're going to be doing season 2 once we do 5 episodes on Show Me Some Talent. I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye.
Thank you very much, guys, for listening. Feel free to share this audio. God bless you. Grace Radio Life.